This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and calm. Perfect weather for a stroll if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel holds fire, waits on Trump before joining another Iran campaign. Israeli officials believe fighting could intensify by September if U.S.-Iran diplomacy fails. That's according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, the IDF eliminated a Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist who commanded the kidnapping of Inbar Hayman. This follows an attack on a Nova party on October 7th. Walla reported this earlier today. Also this hour, Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis announce a maritime blockade of Saudi Arabia. They vow to match Riyadh's blockade with a blockade. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported this morning. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu held a phone consultation regarding the state controller elections. The heads of the factions participated. This is according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump asserts that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will not be arrested while in the United States. Al Arabiya English shared this news in recent updates. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English is reporting just minutes ago that the U.S. is preparing the next phase of its military campaign against Iran. Raylan Givens, a conflict analyst, posted that Iran attacked another ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Al Arabiya English shared that President Trump defended Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, insisting he won't face arrest in the U.S., and criticized Iran for harming protesters and American soldiers. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's strategic pause, Israeli officials are in a holding pattern awaiting the outcome of U.S.-Iran negotiations. They fear an escalation that could involve Israel by September. Ynet describes the situation as tense, with potential for broader conflict if diplomacy fails. Civilians should brace for regional instability. Turning to the IDF operation. The elimination of the terrorist linked to the kidnapping of Inbar Hayman comes as part of ongoing security operations. This move aims to dismantle leadership within Palestinian Islamic Jihad. According to Walla, the action signifies Israel's persistent efforts to thwart threats. The region remains on edge amid these developments. Meanwhile, the Houthis' maritime blockade against Saudi Arabia follows recent Saudi-led airstrikes. The Times of Israel notes this tit-for-tat escalation could disrupt vital shipping lanes. The situation may lead to increased tensions in the already volatile region. In political news, Netanyahu's consultation regarding the state comptroller elections highlights internal political maneuvering. Participation from faction leaders indicates a concerted effort to navigate the electoral process. Israel Hayom reports this is part of ongoing political recalibrations. The outcome could impact governance in the coming months. Finally, President Trump's remarks in defense of Netanyahu underscore the diplomatic complexities surrounding his visit to the U.S. As reported by Al Arabiya, Trump's comments highlight tensions with Iran, which he accuses of violence against citizens and U.S. personnel. This rhetoric may influence U.S.-Israel relations and regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Lockheed is set to produce a cheaper Patriot interceptor. This aims to compete with Israeli missile systems, promising faster production for clients in the Gulf and Ukraine. Walla Business reports this could shake up defense procurement strategies. Separately, a sharp letter to Miri Ragev raises concerns over the lack of a CEO appointment for a government ministry. As Israel Hayom Business highlights, this confrontation could stall key governmental operations. And finally, a reflection on the Tel Aviv stock market. CTEC reports that companies that thrived post-pandemic largely underperformed in the long term. This signals caution for investors looking at the TA-125 index. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.